In times such as these, when a dishonest politician can be elevated to the highest position of power in our country and then fool the people for several years, when people can permit double-digit inflation to ravage the United States and result in unemployment and hunger, when leaders of the Arab nations can bring the whole world to its knees just because they hold large surpluses of oil, then there is something wrong, something very wrong, with the moral character of the people of our world. In times such as these, people must search for fundamental beliefs upon which they can base their existence. But what should these foundations of faith be? They say that you can have faith in your hopes and expectations. That's called optimism. And optimism is very healthy. But the same optimism can also tend to blind people from reality. They say that you can have faith in religious institutions. But the size and the average age of the congregations at these very Sunday morning services serve as proof that my generation has relatively little interest in an organization such as this. And they also say that you can have faith in people. But how can that be when it is exactly the foolish actions of people that have put us into these troubled times? I claim that there is only one thing in which I can truly believe: myself, my own capabilities and ingenuity. My sermon could end here. You could call me an egotist and we could all go home, but let me go on. For it is underneath this where my true faith lies. These are faiths which relate to my Jewish upbringing. They are now so basic to my life that I must admit that they were at first very difficult to discern. First, I have an unquestioned faith in education. From the time I was born, my family has placed an undeniable emphasis on my education. Judaism has always stressed the importance of study and academic preparation as a goal in and of itself. The Jewish scholar has always been a person of great importance in his community. Without education, there would be no hope for the relief to come from the complex problems that plague our society today. Second, my self-confidence is maintained by a strong belief in the Jewish idea of the family unit. The Jewish family has always been a traditionally close-knit group which provides a sense of unity and security for all its members. Certainly, part of the reason why I can be so self-confident today is because I know that no matter what I might do or what actions I might take, my family will always be behind me in guidance and their support, even though I may be 700 miles away at school. And while I'm at college, some distant relatives make me feel part of their community, which provides additional security. The family may very well be my greatest resource for the stability that it provides. Another clue to my self-confidence is the remarkable independence of thought which is acceptable within Judaism. Whereas other religions are dogmatic, the laws of Judaism are by nature open to interpretation. At a time in my development when nothing is accepted without question, this freedom of interpretation is very reassuring. Jewish heritage would certainly make anyone take an extra feeling of pride and confidence. The history of Judaism is a strong story about strength in the face of adversity. The fact that Jews have fought and died for our religion for thousands of years is an added incentive to accept with gratitude that which history provides me. Self-confidence also stems from my ability to openly practice the rituals of my religion. Before going to college, it was very easy to go through Jewish rituals without excessive thought. In college, however, it becomes more difficult to observe some of the laws, such as not eating bread during Passover. Without a reason to observe the laws, I probably wouldn't make the extra effort. However, this reason emanates from the spiritual reinforcement of identifying with a group of Jewish students. Finally, there is the idea of service to the community. The Jew has always been taught that he is morally responsible for his own thoughts and his own actions. However, in addition, the Jew has also a moral obligation to be responsive to the needs of his community. This partially explains the disproportionately large number of Jews in professional fields. This commitment also provides for greater unity of cause and of spirit within the religion. I began by saying that my faith is only in myself. Now I can qualify that, for what I should really say is that I have faith in what Judaism has made me. This is not to say that I have enough control over my own destiny to dictate what it'll be. That's too naive an attitude. Rather, my upbringing, my education, my Jewish heritage furnish all the necessary resources to cope with any potential problem. I am confident in my ability and in my generation's ability to arrive at just and proper solutions to today's crises, solutions which will reflect our Jewish heritage and our education. Amen.
In discussing something like my faith for these tough times, I know that one thing I don't have to do is to defend the statement that these times are indeed difficult. We all know of the extreme uncertainty surrounding the world's economic and political outlook, while for Jews there is the additional problem that Israel is having some of the greatest difficulties in its history. On a less global, more personal level, there's a great deal of uncertainty for me, as for many other college students. Pre-medical students are told of the increasing percentage of students who do not get into any medical school, while pre-law students are told of the increasing percentage of law school graduates who cannot find work, yet still the number of pre-med and pre-law students continues to increase. It certainly makes for some uncertain times all around. At any time in life, and I suppose particularly in difficult times, it is nice to be able to turn to a belief in something or to some sort of sense of belonging or attachment to something. For me, I feel very much attached to my Judaism. It provides me with this powerful sense of attachment to other Jews and makes my life that much richer. This feeling is for me something very cultural and historical, and I can best describe it as a strong sense of Jewish identity. This identity is to me more cultural than religious, because I feel it is something I can share with all Jews, Orthodox, Conservative, or Reform. Actually, I am somewhat uncertain about my own feelings on some strictly religious issues, but this in no way lessens my sense of identity with all Jews, for I feel this is something all Jews throughout the world can share. Unfortunately, I have found that in this country, it is not always easy to uphold this value of Jewish heritage in the face of pressures toward assimilation from the overwhelmingly Christian society in which we live. One incident that I went through recently drove home this point very strongly. In my dormitory at Harvard, which has about 400 students, for at least the past several years, there has been a Christmas dinner in the middle of December, and this has been a tradition in most of the other dormitories as well. The original plans this year were similar to those in past years. There would be especially good food, red tablecloths on all the tables in the dining hall, candlelight, wine, eggnog, Christmas music, and other things that were suggestive of Christmas. All the trappings, including a Christmas tree for the dining hall, were to be paid for by the dorm council funds, and it was definitely intended that the Christmas dinner would be for the entire dorm to enjoy together. Some of my friends and I felt that it would be more appropriate and that we could enjoy the dinner more if some of the explicitly Christmas design of the evening were replaced by a more general holiday spirit. One thing I personally wanted was for the name to be changed from Christmas dinner to holiday dinner or festival dinner or anything else that did not have religious connotations. There were also some Jews who wanted any organized caroling to be after dinner and therefore optional rather than during dinner, and some who didn't want a Christmas tree in the dining hall, which is, of course, a public area. I supported these points partly because I agreed with them and partly because if they were important to other Jews, then they became more important to me. Some of the arguments presented were somewhat philosophical, saying that in a country which separates church from state, there is no place at a public function for the expenditure of public money on anything religious. My own initial reason for wanting the name changed was, more simply, that I wanted to be able to share in and enjoy my dorm celebration, and I could do this much more easily if I didn't feel I was celebrating something billed as a Christmas dinner. Even if none of the content at all were changed, it made a difference to some of us to change the name from Christmas dinner to something like holiday dinner. When we expressed our feelings at the dorm council meeting, most of the people were quite considerate and understood our viewpoint. Compromises were worked out, the name was changed to holiday dinner, caroling took place after dinner, and the Christmas tree was moved from the dining room to a slightly less conspicuous area of the dorm. However, this conciliatory spirit was certainly not unanimous, and some distasteful confrontations arose. There are many students at Harvard who had little or no contact with Jews before they came to Harvard, and who still have little contact with Jews. Some of them, as well as a few people who did have contact with Jews, and even some Jews I was sorry to discover, argued that Christmas has become a secular holiday, so why all the complaining? They could not understand, or chose not to understand, to some of us, Christmas has enough religious connotations so that we have no desire to celebrate it. One friend of mine recalls his grandmother telling how her brothers were killed by mobs on Christmas Day, and he cannot desecrate this memory. Yet the reaction of some people was still, "Where's your Christmas spirit?" Although compromises were worked out, and most people did understand, I wonder how much would have been changed if Harvard were not about 35% Jewish. For there were people who opposed even something so innocuous as changing the name from Christmas dinner to holiday dinner. A widespread initial reaction to this request was, "The Jews are taking away our Christmas." Many people who had this reaction initially did change in their opinions and understood our viewpoint after the situation was discussed. However, a few people never did try to understand, and some ugly anti-Semitism came through from these people. Having been brought up in upper middle class, largely Jewish suburbia, anti-Semitism was quite foreign to me. Of course, I was intellectually aware of its existence, but it was nice to try to think that anti-Semitism died away after the Second World War. At college, I have seen that this is certainly not true, and I'm sure that anything I've seen at a university, where people are supposed to be intelligent and educated, must be tame compared to the real world. Incidents like this one I've described make me feel that much more strongly Jewish. I see that Judaism is constantly being attacked, and I feel I owe it to myself and to all of the Jews to do whatever I can to keep the Jewish heritage strong. This rich Jewish culture adds a great deal emotionally and intellectually to my life. And I feel that this strong feeling of Jewish identity enables me to lead that much fuller and richer a life.
In relating my faith in these hard times, I must begin by saying that I have a lot of faith in Rabbi Silver. When he called me a little over a week ago and asked me to speak this morning, without hesitation, I said yes. Only after I hung up the phone did I realize what I had just gotten myself into. Obviously, I have faith in the rabbi's discretion and judgment, or I wouldn't be here today, nor would I have had such a hard time these last few days. Like so many other people, I find myself so occupied with my day-to-day responsibilities that it has been a long time since I reflected upon what I believe. We usually just take these things for granted. In trying to determine those things in which I have faith, the term faith proved to be too abstract. For my own purposes, I equated faith with trust and found that I had more to work with. My grandparents came to this country some 70 years ago when they were very young. I don't think that I will ever appreciate how difficult their living conditions were or the hardships they bore. What is apparent are the incredible accomplishments they have made in providing themselves and their children not only with personal security and financial stability, but with proud identities as Jews and as Americans. There isn't another country in the world which could have provided them with freedom and the opportunities for education, work, and personal development. I shall never forget that. Despite the current economic woes and the past governmental mismanagement, I believe in the United States. We have survived Watergate and will survive the current recession and inflation, but only by taking a positive attitude and by working together. Our social ills are not incurable, though sadly in need of help. In today's society, we must recognize the right of all people to minimum standards of living and the right to self-respect. Jews have always provided in an unparalleled way for members of their immediate community. However, tzedakah in today's society must continue to transcend the Jewish community to include all the indigent and needy. This must include more than monetary support. I believe that man must make a concerted effort and find new ways to communicate and work with his fellow man, although he may be of different race or creed. Without this, many people will never be able to develop the dignity necessary to become happy, productive members of society. My counterparts in the 1960s believed in self-fulfillment. The individual was not truly fulfilled unless he was able to do his own thing, even at the expense of the best interests of others. What I believe in is self-actualization, of which self-fulfillment is only a part. Human beings must interact. One person's qualities must potentiate and complement another's. Skills and efforts must be combined so that common goals can be achieved. Today, more than ever, working together is a necessity. Our world has become very small, and for our civilization to survive, we must be mutually responsive to others' needs and problems on personal, national, and international levels. The world is too complex for one individual to fully understand it. Each problem must be approached from many vantage points, possible only by the coordinated efforts of all. I therefore trust in man's ability to solve his own problems. To do so, we must keep on questioning and reevaluating. Man's demise will come only if he ceases to intelligently inquire and wonder about his interactions with his fellow man and his environment. On a more personal note, I have learned to have confidence in myself and to trust in my own decisions. That is not to say that I am inflexible or unopen to criticism, but rather that I must stand for what I think is right. My 3.5 years in college have taught me self-reliance and confidence in meeting challenges and in knowing that I can rely on me. While standing on my own principles, I hope to be a positive member of society and to respect the positions of others. I could not have developed such self-confidence without the love and support of my family, nor could the ethics and principles I believe in today have evolved without them. Of all the teachings of Judaism, the concept of family as the single most important unit has a great deal of meaning to me. College life in today's goal-oriented society has its own special pressures. I think my education has been successful, in part due to the unending support and encouragement offered by my family. My best friends in the world, those two people who I will always be able to trust and rely on, are my two brothers, My parents have taught me self-discipline and have given me the basis for self-motivation. They have always been there to make suggestions when I needed them, but have never imposed their will or personal desires on me. My parents have also been a source of intellectual stimulation. I am extremely proud of my parents as individuals. Perceiving them as successful and respected members of the community has given me definite directions. Although my interests are not the same, there is a strong example which I intend to follow. I trust in their way of life. I referred to my grandparents previously, and they too have my abiding trust. My grandfather's word can always be counted on. His example of never-ending hard work and integrity are qualities that I hope to be able to measure up to throughout my life. My grandfather is also my special confidant. He is a man with objectivity and insight who won't hesitate to set me straight when I stride off base. Considered altogether, my family has provided lines of uninhibited communication, understanding, and love. If I were to name that one thing in which lies my faith in these hard times, it would be my family. Judaism as a way of life and as a faith is going to survive. The immediate future is going to demand an inner strength from all of us, especially from my generation, which, up until now, has been relatively free from discrimination and oppression. I trust in the common bonds that Judaism has provided us. These bonds include Israel, the emphasis on scholarship and achievement, the meaning of tradition, and the necessity of passing it on to our progeny. Because of the trust I have in these, I know that I will live my life as a Jew and plan to raise my children as Jews. Being of Jewish background and heritage is something that I am proud of. The concepts of community, family, and the keeping of tradition are the basis of my faith. This, combined with my confidence in man's ability to work together to solve his problems and to live together in peace, is where my faith lies in these hard times.